It's Wednesday, just in case you didn't know, I'm here to tell you what day it is, but I know it's Wednesday because it's Gardening with Sharon time. Good morning, Sharon.
Good morning, Jackie Ray. How are you?
We're so good, and this is all brought to you by our good friends at Teal's Greenhouse in Bruderheim. I have some waterlogged plants, so I think I'm going to be popping out to Teal's to replace them.
No kidding. Me too. I need to add some more perennials, as always. And they still have some, so I'm going to go and grab some there, too.
So columbine worms is what we're talking about today, and they're pesty.
They are. So right now they're showing off their skills. They are a bright green worm-looking larvae that look a lot like moth caterpillars, and they are the ones that are responsible for this leaf damage. So what these things do, they are actually not a caterpillar, but they're this larva from a columbine sawfly. And what they do is the adult females emerge from the soil in the spring and they cut a little slit into the leaves and deposit their eggs. And then these little eggs hatch and they turn into like these feeding groups of little tiny green worms. And what they do is they eat the leaves. So they're on the underside of the leaves and they eat the leaf from the outside in and they don't eat the ribs.
Oh, interesting.
It's not tender enough. So if you have enough of them, they will defoliate a columbine like in 22 seconds flat. What to do about them? Number one is keep an eye out for them as soon as you see your columbines in full bud because they tend to hatch at the same time that the columbines bloom. Best thing really, because they're not a true caterpillar, like the Bacillus thuringiensis, the BTK stuff doesn't work on them. You can use insecticidal soap, but honestly, the most effective thing is just to pick them off by hand. So what I do is I pinch off the most effective leaves. And another thing you can do is you can tap them off into a bowl of soapy water. They'll jump off right away and then they'll drown in the water. What I do is I just pick off the leaves and it's like, oh, I've defoliated by worm or defoliated by hand. Either way, next year there will be less. Another thing is healthy columbines will recover and they'll just grow more leaves.
Columbine worms. And yes, we should get our listeners to sign up for your newsletter because it's outstanding. You have all this kind of stuff and more.
Do. Hop on my website and at the very top of my Gardening with Sharon website, there is the sign up sheet. And then what I do is like the first week of every new month, I send out like the time relevant thing, like now we're getting into July, we're getting into, you know, the maintenance of gardening. I'll be putting up like sending out my blog on mulch and the benefits of mulch and other things to be looking for. And on social media, I was talking about spittlebugs yesterday, and then next week I'm going to talk about leaf miners and aphids and then some other flower stuff too. So that's on my Gardening with Sharon Facebook and Instagram. And have a great Canada Day long weekend.